434-1790, the number you call. 266-4862, that's a WhatsApp number. You can send a message there, or you can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. John Stout is our technical operator producer. I'm Dennis Johnson, the host. We go until 2 this afternoon. Brasstacks, good afternoon.
Well, it's my beautiful handsome gentleman. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm all right, ma'am. How are you? Haven't heard you in a while.
I'm here fighting a good fight with the Almighty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And how is the family, sir?
They're doing well, thank you. They're doing well.
Mr. Johnson,
mm-hmm.
when I was a little girl, my grandmother would take all the grandkids and sit them down and talk to us. And tell us if you like someone, you know, and there's a part of you will tell you that person is good. But you always hold back 40% and give. And then when you find out that person is no good, you try and move away. In life, that's what I grew up from, what my grandmother used to teach me, right? And teach the other grandkids around her, right? And we couldn't play out after 5 o'clock on a Friday. Only Sunday morning now we could play out. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
No. I grew
she
up
must
to
have
be
talked
a
to my wife too.
And I grew up be and left the United in Jamaica going 11.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the UK and I, you know, couldn't understand it and I fought against a lot because really I didn't want to go home. Being a little girl, I miss my grandmother sleeping with her, wetting her up in bed. You know what I mean? Those things I didn't miss. But there is always something. She always said, and my auntie, a dog that bring bone always will carry back.
Bone. You know,
in life, people must stop treating people bad. When they cannot get their own way, they stir up a lot of ill feeling, bad feeling, and make people hate someone for no reason. I came in this country, Mr. Johnson. If you go down Payne's Bay, St. James, there's a lady that run a shop there, Nancy. She can tell you what I've done. You know, I love people, Mr. Johnson. Sometimes my husband look at me and said, Winnie, when you give away all what you've got, what are you going to do?
You're going to get from people who you gave it away to, ma'am. That's the truth.
They will curse you.
They will?
But I still give. I'm a giver. I don't like to know you come and say you need something and I don't give you.
Yeah.
Right? And if I like you, I like you. But when I'm done with you, Mr. Johnson,
you're done.
Not even the Almighty God could tell me to talk back to you again. You hear me? And I've got that kind of feeling in me right now. Treat people right. Stop treating people like they are dogs. You kick a dog and it come back, and that same dog you kick, you're going to need that dog here. Anyway, the next thing I would like to tell the Prime Minister of Barbados, I haven't seen Miss Monthly from she win the election. And I'm glad she won, and I pray God that God keep her to continue doing good for Barbados, because I know she wants to do good for this country, she and her ministers, right? I want to tell her, anyone coming, especially from Jamaica, we are ramping right now with this COVID-19. It's really bad out there. No one should come on the airplane unless they got a clear surf ticket. And even if they got it, they must get a test at the airport, because this is only alleged with me now. You cannot trust some of these doctors. You understand? And I do not want them coming in this country where they don't get a proper test and coming in, and then we that live in this country, each time you hear a name Jamaica, I feel bad. I really feel bad.
Why do you think they're coming though, Winnie?
Huh?
Why do you think they're coming?
Some of them live here, Mr. Johnson, and they go away for holiday with their children to see home. Mm-hmm. So sometime I would like to, I wish was to have gone to Jamaica to see my aunt, to spend a month with her. Mm-hmm. Now, if I didn't go out and I come back in, you're going to hear she's a Jamaican. Mm-hmm. You're not going to hear she's living in Barbados.
Yes.
You understand? And if you go out, Mr. Johnson, and you come back, they're not going to say Bajan, you know. They're going to say wherever you were born.
Tell me welcome home.
Right.
No, but listen, my thing is this, though. When I look at the age of the people who are coming back in and the frequency with which they're coming and are able to quarantine for 2 weeks, it means that they are staying longer than 2 weeks. And my question is, why is it we're seeing traffic from certain countries and not from others?
But do we know if they live here?
I don't know, which is why I asked the question, you know, where they're coming from and why. Yeah.
Because right now, Mr. Johnson, I've got a friend, and in 5 years, she must have lost 5 relatives. Right now, her sister died from cancer, mm-hmm. and she cannot go out. And if she went to Jamaica and come back, and something happened, and she have to isolate, mm-hmm. they would say Jamaican, but she's a Bajan, because she has a Bajan part. But they don't say Bajan, they say Jamaican. Mm-hmm. She's been living here 26 years. And her children are here,
yep.
right? So, and they pick up their little jobs, and because right now they were working, but, you know, they get laid off, no work. Mm. But, Mr. Johnson, when they're saying Jamaican, they don't say the person live here,
or not. Correct. And which is why I said, if somebody comes on holiday, it depends on how long they come for. It's hardly likely they're quarantined for 2 weeks.
But why come on holiday then if you don't live here?
I can't answer that question.
That's what I'm saying. They're not putting out information the right way.
Ah, okay.
They say they live here.
They
should say that.
Or they come to work.
That's it. But they don't. They just say Jamaica. Why Jamaican want to leave to Jamaica to come here for 2 weeks when you got 3 weeks, when you got to only spend 2 weeks or 14 days in isolation? I'm not worried about no other country. I am worried about Jamaica right now and mm-hmm. the UK, right? Mm-hmm. All I'm saying, make sure that they're living here. Mm-hmm. If they're not living here on holiday, no.
Tell them don't come in.
Barbados have. You know?
Unfortunately, we are in the business of hospitality, and that's how we're trying to stimulate things. So it's going
to
happen.
Got to come up. This hospitality business got to come up until this COVID-19.
But right now, Trinidad say no carnival for 2021, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out how to get the whole carnival posse to come on the East Coast and isolate them over there so they can have carnival.
You know, that's what I'm saying. That I believe these Jamaicans that come here, they live here.
They live here?
Holiday or funeral or something or some wedding.
Are they working?
And they're working. You know, and that should let the people know, because it sounds bad, oh, Jamaican come in and they this. I don't like that. I like to know if they're living here or they come on holiday. And that's it, because, you know, no one should come in a country from Jamaica or the other island for holiday. Why don't you stay in your country for holidays? Stay out there until this 19 finish with, you know?
Send them a message and tell them so. Thank you as well. Yo, having the conversation. All right, I'll take that call first. Brass Stacks, good afternoon.
Peace be unto you, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, my lady. How are you?
Giving the Creator thanks for a blessed day, and I'm thankful to God for the rain, because last week was very, very dry. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that I'm a sickler, you know how it is with the heat.
Yep. You wouldn't like that at all.
I thank God so much. One thing, when you pray, He do answer our prayers, and it come in time.
Even when He say, hold on.
Pardon me?
Even when He say, hold on.
Yeah, well, you got to wait, but you know, we're still glad that He said it. I don't think I could take another week. Lord, with that heat.
Yeah. Tell me.
Yeah. Miss Winnie, blessings. I haven't heard you for a long time, but you know why everybody person's coming? Because that Bobby is safe. So that's why they're coming, to know they're safe here. And if they come and anything happen, they're going to get good treatment and good hospitality. So I guess that's why they're coming. Mr. Johnson, I heard Mr. Nasser. I always like to listen to Mr. Nasser. Sometimes, you know, I don't agree with certain things, but he speaks his mind. He's just like you. He tells us as it is. But what I heard he said today is totally true. I work in a company, a board, mm-hmm. government.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, you know, when you see that the workers that knew the belly of the company would try to speak to a new minister or a new manager or a new supervisor, inspector, whatever. They're on the road and they know what's going on. They would listen. And that's where you see that transport board went right down. Because they're listening to the persons that out there, like the drivers and conductors and whoever on the road, even the mechanics. You know, so what he said is really true. Go to the people, go and listen to the people. And I find that some of these ministers here, they are doing it now. They are listening, even if they ain't acting, because look, the minister of agriculture, he listening and he came on and he spoke. But what I totally in agreement with Mr. Mohammed Nasser, they should listen. When you come into a new ministry, go there and talk to the person. Even and I like what Mr. Thorne doing. He coming around talking to every community. Go to the people, go and listen and listen and hear what going on, so that then you could act to try to get things better in this country.
But ma'am, so there's a style of management that seems, this is not only government, because I saw on the back page of today's newspaper, for example, that the workers at the Arawak cement plant trying to get the management to talk to them and they're being ignored. Letters they answering, people ain't paying attention. But how could you be working in an organization and don't want to listen to your workers? I had the unfortunate situation once of standing up in a meeting and trying to say something and told, no, you just talk too much, you hold on till last. And I never went back to another meeting after that. Because you can't, I mean, but it's a style of management that I don't get. So, you know, I listened to Brother Nasser, and as I told him, I get disillusioned.
And Mr. Johnson, sometimes when you speak out, you feel like you is a threat.
Of course, yeah, you want to run things. You know everything by everything, and you want to run things.
And if you are just a simple worker, you know, you ain't nobody. You as nobody, you know, you stupid. And I find that a lot of these companies, especially when they come from outside, and the running of these countries here, they don't want to listen to us, you know. So what you're saying is totally true. Mm-hmm. And the people should demand that they listen and respect us. We got a lot of companies that not running by Barbadian. They own no by outsiders, and they don't want to listen to us. They want to do what they feel like doing. I would get like the power 500%, and now certain things in thing. The telephone, I might get cut off, no talking to you, so now you're on business calling here, black. When you call back, there's something wrong with the phone. Call back, when you call back three or four times, you can't get through. And you ping! You know, but anyhow, I just pray for my country, and I hope that better will come to it. That's all I can do, because I don't care where I go, I'm a Beijing.
Gotcha.
So I ain't crying it down, because this is who I am.
That's who you are.
Good.
And where you come from. Thank you, my dear. You have a good one. Always good to hear from you, and keep up the fight. I'll say this, about taking pride in who you are and what you are. We have cases that went to the courts in Barbados for people protecting their name. Ouch Boutique, for example, got taken to court because of, copyright infringement. But yet, I hear ads for events. They're calling Ouch Boutique, and they don't protect their names. So you can imagine getting taken to court because, you know, people protecting their name, but your name, you're not protecting it. That's how much we think of who we are and what we are. 4341-790, the number you call to have a chat with us on this, the Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. 266-4862, the WhatsApp number. If you want to send a message, or you can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. John Stout is in charge of the upper chamber, and he's handling all things technical. I'm Dennis Johnson, your host. I'm in the lower chamber, and looking forward to chatting with you as we go till 2. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, sir?
I am abiding, not as good as I could be. It's been a rough week thus far, but I'm holding out. Hopefully it will get better as we go along.
What time people tell you surviving?
Surviving, that's what it is. We surviving, yep. Yeah. There was a whole song about it, yep. Tell me, sir.
Mr. Johnson, I have an idea which I want to put out there, mm-hmm. and a disagreement which I believe... has gone unnoticed, and nobody seems to have taken attention of it. Now, I heard you, and I've read where the Prime Minister of Trinidad said there will be no carnival.
No mass next year.
No mass, right?
obviously,
have
note he said that after election and not before.
Well, he has a strong idea of what is happening in Trinidad as far as the virus is concerned. And we have done well. We have done well in keeping it to a point. But this don't mean we will continue. If other people open the gates and allow certain things to happen, then ours will eventually meet us.
I will hope not, please.
Well, yeah, I hope not too. But I see the area.
So we're down to five again. I want us to get back down to naught. Anyhow, yeah, go ahead, sir.
Well, the idea is that we're working towards it, and I like the ad that I heard advising people to wear their masks. But behind the scene, Mr. Johnson, you and I, there's several parties that are taking place that are going on notice, and several things that are going on notice. And I believe that we need a stronger look to prevent these things from happening, because we're all in this together. Why I'm saying this, I read where the outgoing president of BAM, the mask wearers, his comment about getting BTA to sponsor, and then the other statements by the two BAM producers complaining about VAT. Now, I know that the entertainers of Barbados, you know the entertainers of Barbados, suffered last year in terms of earning a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mark, what is your suggestion? My suggestion is that if BTA comes in, BTA sponsorship should go directly to the music industry of Barbados. I'm going to tell you why I say that. The idea behind this is that we are now international in terms of video and music. I believe that they can put together a show, or they can do a series of compilations, recordings, not individual recordings, compilation recordings, both audio and video, and put on the market based on the fact that there's several entertainers out there who don't have the money to do the recording, as well as the money to do the video. I believe that since I can see Starcom's involvement for Cropover, that they become Cropover City. That a lot of invitation, a lot of material comes by way of Starcom. So let's assume that the BTA wants to get involved. I'm of the opinion that
That noise is on your end because it's drowning you out. Go ahead.
It's redding.
That's what it is. Whoa, okay, we can't help that unless you go under the pillow. Go ahead. I was wondering where it was. Yeah.
Everywhere and galvanized roof.
Yeah, that will happen. Yep. Go ahead. Yes. So you were telling me, Starcom?
I believe that the beneficiaries of what I'm talking about will become the broadcast media in this exercise. The entertainers, the Calstonians, and they're talking about putting money in with all genres of music. Could at least be looked at for the festival period of next year. And the recordings can be done, which means that X amount of money can be set aside to the various recording studios and the various videographers to provide video with the audio. Then at least one day, one period in next year around the crop over time, that there be an international production of a live show. Given Barbados the exposure throughout the world in terms of their talent and the creativity. Besides that, all the recordings that you would have done is an investment for the artist, an investment for the future as far as the artists are collecting money and everything is concerned. So I think that instead of the money being put out there by BTA to go to the bar revenues, I don't like that. And I think that the idea of the band complaining about VAT. They should not complain about VAT because these bars, at the end of the day, vote and argue and bet how much money they've collected in terms of costume and in terms of members, and then it's always at the end of the day, our members not satisfied with what have been provided. So if we want to have a crop over next year, I think we should start looking at a crop over exposure. Which will give the artists of Barbados and the personnel of Barbados an opportunity to make money still, but at the same time promote the country. Tourist boards can get involved, and all of those companies who would benefit from such a program should get involved. That is, put the money where Barbados can invest your money for down the road. You might not be able to have crop over 2021. But you're so sensitized in relation to promoting the country's culture or the country's music, then that 2022, 2023 may be a spin-off, and the music industry will benefit because the artists will get bookings from various artists across the world, and money will still be coming into Barbados.
But you see, sir, again, this question of how we see the industry, how we see our festival, and how we market ourselves will again come to the fore. I've tried to use this example over and over because, having lived in Trinidad and Tobago for part of my life, I have seen how it has developed and how they think about and how they create this Trinidad's Carnival is Trinidad image that is worldwide and continues to, no matter where in the world carnivals are held, you could even say in Rio, where they mirror one another, either Trinidad Carnival mirroring Rio, or Rio, you know, is the mecca of carnival. Everybody looks there for creativity. I have talked about the big bands, Tribe, for example. If they got 8,000 people in Tribe last year, by the time they leave, they get to Tuesday grand kickoff, goodbye to Carnival. At least 400 of the 8,000 people in Tribe know what they're going to wear next year Carnival, because they've seen the drawings, they made a down payment on it for a big discount, and the bands have capital to start working. They pick the big names, the Brian Laras, the Mick Jaggers, the Dwight Yorks, them big name people that's come to play mass with them every year, right? I am going to bet you that there will be music created, or there has been music created already for Carnival 2021, even though there's supposed to be none. Even if they go and fine-tune the lyrics to now say they mash up with Carnival like they did back when they had mass in May because of another outbreak, because it has happened before. Right? They're going to do it because that's what they do. Carnival in their spirit, in their blood, it's what they do. Pan's going to still practice. They can still do what they do. Here in Barbados, we have it as a seasonal thing. 3 months, 4 months, and we're done. It is not yet the end of September, and Parang for Christmas start already. Right? Because that's what they do. Them is a fetting nation. That's what they do. So as soon as Carnival finishes, they start planning the next one. So the thing about getting masqueraders here to understand that, or fet promoters to understand that, or even artists to understand that. Look at Red Plastic Bag. Because when he finished with competition, he suddenly starts saying, just make music for making music's sake. Because people expected Bag to make music for competition, not for making music's sake. And even though he's making music for music's sake, people playing it when? During the competition. During the period we call the crop over period. To get it out of that, you have to change the thinking completely. November is going to come up, and if anybody start playing soca in November, there'll be a group of people who call and ask, where the Bajan music? Why are you playing soca? If you play Bajan-made R&B or Bajan-made reggae or even Bajan gospel, you'll be told you're not celebrating Bajan music because they know what that is. Because Bajan music in November means replaying the spooge from 1970s. That's a mindset that radio stations follow because that's what the audience that responds says to them. The audience that don't respond, they don't pay attention to them because they don't respond. So, as far as they're concerned, they don't exist. Those guys are responding to their market because that's what the market wants, rather than trying to create a different type of market. I hear what you say. Good idea. But is to get the buy-in? I don't know. We can struggle with it for a while, sir. We will. But keep thinking. That's the best we could do until we get a change.